Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
You have to get the old brown banana off. But the thing is...
What she has you saved in her phone as?
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Well, I mean, do you know the other two dudes who were also riding their horses and yelling that the British are coming?
It was Jimmy Winthrop and Peter Saugus.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
An apology because the brain's just not working. I'm sorry I made that flub. And my brain needs to compute under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Fastball swung on and missed. He got him. Chapman leaves the bases loaded. And the Red Sox win game one.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good. Hello. Morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show. Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What it do? One down, woo-hoo. One to go for the Boston Red Sox. A little anxiety with the bases racked.
Yep.
At the end of that one last night, but you got to have some faith.
Yeah.
Man.
Can I say the Yankees' decision to do like all Yankees fans in there, I think kind of worked for them. Like I saw five Red Sox fans on that screen throughout the entire game.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were packed to the brim with Yankees.
I mean, you have after the season that he's had, you have to have full faith in Aroldis Chapman. But I was a little bit worried. Nothing is better than watching a miserable Spike Lee when any New York team is losing. So, and somebody, Curtis, what'd you have for a score yesterday?
I don't know. I know the Yankees had won and the Red Sox won, and I said Bregman, Crochet, Chapman, big off-season acquisitions. The Holy Trinity would be the reason why. And if blind squirrel found a nut.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi, Greg.
What a game.
Yeah.
Awesome game. Very, very exciting. Very fast. That's the biggest difference between Yankees-Red Sox playoffs now When the Sox and Yankees played in the playoffs in 03 and 04, it literally felt like each game was a month. That was over about 9 o'clock or right around 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, yeah.
Unbelievable last night. Great, efficient game. I hate that right field at Yankee Stadium. It's such a joke. Does anybody want to talk about, like, they're talking about Volpe like he's Jeter.
So short.
If that's any other park, including, you know, Legion Ball, it's not a home run.
Right. Well, maybe that's why Judge hits a lot of home runs, but helps to play in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Helps to play there.
Very, very complimentary, Judge, after the game for the Sox Hoss.
Yeah, well, we will get to that during, they said it, the compliment that was offered in the direction of Garrett Crochet.
Was that the first
game
ESPN's broadcast? Like, the whole thing felt clunky.
I don't know.
There was audio issues at the beginning, and then it just felt, I don't know, it did not have the feel of old school, you know, John Miller Sunday Night Baseball. But
I give Cora credit, though.
Yep.
Give him credit. Aggressive base running, you know. He going with Chapman in the eighth. I thought he was going to Whitlock, but then they kept talking about on the broadcast how they have 57 home runs sitting in the dugout with left-handed hitters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So give and then pinch hitting Yoshida, which was really good. So give him some credit. And then Crochet is just lights out. I mean, after the Volpe.
Oink! Oink!
Yeah. I mean,
he is pig roast at 6
he is
o'clock.
Unbelievable.
But
really
on the other end of that, you credit Cora and Boone taking Freed out.
That was
the only reason the Red Sox won.
Freed was cooking, man. Yeah, that guy was awesome.
I don't know why he
That's
did
the
that.
Difference. One guy went 117, the other went 99. And your ace was able to get the win, and their ace was taken out too soon.
Now it's all up to Shime tonight and his lead yesterday with Bayo and his numbers.
Yes, that is correct. So
Lens guy, baby Pedro.
You will see what Ryan Bayo can do this evening, and you can close it out. And when you look at, like, I don't care what computer modeling you look at or whatever, maybe I think it was MLB The Show or whatever that came out yesterday, and they have, based on running it through the whole way, they have the Red Sox getting all the way there. They have Red Sox Phillies.
Okay.
When it comes to the World Series. So.
The Schwarber Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. So, you gotta win tonight, and so we will talk about that with you all morning long, and we will talk about that with our guy Lou Merlone, who will be on this show at 8:20 this morning. Before that, though, we will get to our leads coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes, and then they said it at 7:20, and Curtis mentioned that we will discuss the compliment that Aaron Judge gave toward Garrett Crochet after that dominant performance last night for the Boston Red Sox. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And, of course, we will play Hill Notes back at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. And you can leave one of those on the Red Sox win or on any other topic on the Odyssey app at any time. And just a heads up for Wiggy and for Shime, when using the Odyssey app, there is a little bit of artificial intelligence involved. I just want to warn you ahead of time, you may be dealing with somebody who's not a human being when using the Odyssey app. So just a heads up.
I mean,
up
that's not a problem for us. You're the one that seems to take issue with it.
You guys are full robot uprising. You have embraced the whole entire thing.
I was going to say, anytime I call customer service, I'm speaking to a robot, so I mean, I'm used to it now.
Do you make a lot of customer service calls?
Always like, I feel like nowadays, no matter who you call, you're just prompt to hit two, hit one, put your number in.
What is the fridge on the fritz? Or what's the
Greg, it's anything. It could be a cell phone issue. It could be, doesn't matter.
It's when you fell for that scam with Citizens Bank. Yeah, you had to call when you were at the beachcomber.
Yeah, they'll get you out there, man. Now that's what I'm worried about, artificial intelligence getting me on the scamming.
Got a mattress that's worn out?
No. No.
That's the problem.
No, I got a new mattress. Actually.
I got a warranty for that.
Not too pretty new.
I will say though that I was inundated by people on the AI conversation for whatever reason that struck a nerve.
Yeah,
I have never seen so many people say that Wiggy and Chime are wrong in my life.
Yeah, like,
it was 100% of the people sending me notes.
Well, you met 100%
of
the morons
out there.
They
don't understand. Yeah. I get it.
You must have met all those people who are absolute morons. worried about AI. Stop it. Robots.
Some people were suggesting to me that perhaps the two of you, and they weren't saying it in a negative way. Right. It was sort of a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Just have not invested enough time in considering the possibilities. Should we fully embrace artificial intelligence? That was just.
I mean, I got no issue.
Like, possibilities. What they possibility?
Just, yeah.
It's on a screen.
Right. Well, that's all it is. Cool.
They just feel like some of you may be embracing what is going to lead to your end. As
do you want to know how I end them? I unplug the screen. Right. It's not that hard, guys. why are you so worried?
Right.
It's like really the self-driving simple. Cars. It's just a video game character. Yeah, that's all they are.
I get self-driving cars. I could see that happening. But I would much rather be in a car with a human that has a little bit of, can react to things that might happen.
You might not have the option. That's the problem. Well,
I think we'll have the option. I think AI is similar to the EV cars when everybody's like, we got to go. And then people started realizing, like, wait a second. These things do horrible in the cold weather. Right.
So you think, to use a phrase that was once used on this show by you, you believe that artificial intelligence is going to fizzle out.
But I'm not worried about it taking over, like, this job or acting.
So why is SAG-AFTRA so worried about it? They took to Instagram yesterday.
Because people overreact.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. It's not a fizzle out, man. Let's
how is it?
You really think that Martin Scorsese is going to go, yeah, give me the artificial actress over Leonardo?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
If he gets an extra $5 million, you bet your ass
yeah,
he would.
Yeah, okay. Give me whatever you're smoking. I'll have that, Courtney, and Curtis.
Have you seen Terminator? There's a question in the Twitch chat about whether or not the two of you have actually watched.
I have.
Oh, no. Skynet's coming.
Yeah.
Show me the first synth then. That's what I want to see. I'll worry about it when I see the first synth.
Yeah, when one of these AI quote-unquote people are actually tangible things, then maybe me and Wiggy will jump to your side of the ship. But until that happens, it's a very simple solution. Again, you unplug or delete file, and they're gone.
Yeah. Have you ever seen
it?
You know what you do? You walk 10 feet into the woods, and they can't touch you.
You're saying control alt delete.
Very simple. Bring up the task manager and just end task.
Okay. Well, I mentioned Twitch. You can watch the show on YouTube or on Twitch every day. And it is brought to you on both by Springer's Jewelers for over 150 years. Springer's has helped New England celebrate life's biggest moments. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And whether you need a fine piece of jewelry or a beautiful watch, go see the team at Springer's in Portsmouth. They listen to this show every single day like you listen to this show. Curtis, pretty good day on the way. I don't. We'll get to the forecast later, but just a quick tease.
Felt like 45 this morning in Boston, but it's going to go up to about 70 today.
Okay, excellent. If you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text at any time on the Subaru of New England text line, which is the same number. And here to tell you first thing this morning what is trending is Courtney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox win. They take game one of the wild card series in the Bronx, taking down the Yankees 3-1. Garrett Crochet went 7 2/3, giving up a run on 4 hits while striking out 11. The Yankees led till the top of the 7th when Sidan Rafaela walked. Nick Sogard hit a line drive to right center field, testing Aaron Judge and taking second. And then Masataka Yoshida hit a 2-run single. Aroldis Chapman closed this one out with bases loaded for the Yankees with one out. Chapman had ice in his veins. He gets this one done. The series continues tonight. 6:08 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Lou Maloney, Will Middlebrooks, and Will Fleming are all on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:08 for the MassMutual pregame show. We have an update on Tyreek Hill. He will not need another surgery after undergoing the major procedure he had yesterday to repair his dislocated left knee and multiple torn ligaments, including his ACL. According to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, according to him, he will play next season.
Was he clapping for the fans and the support, or was he clapping because he never has to play for Mike McDaniel ever again? Have we determined what that
I would
was
say
all
Mike
about?
McDaniel ever again.
He did look pretty gleeful for having that type of injury. There are many options to lose weight. Are they safe? Maybe. Are they effective? Maybe. Will they keep my weight off? That's a maybe too. Last one, will it be easy and fit into my life again? Maybe. Cut the maybes and go to the solution, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got your...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Leagues.
Red Sox get game number one and can close the Yankees out this evening. And Curtis, you are being accused of a blatant lie when it comes to the way you started the show this morning.
Where is this?
It's in Twitch.
Oh, well, that was just the anthem for Twitch.
WW347812, whatever the handle is, says that would be a home run in 29 of 30 ballparks in the United States of America. You're lying about Yankee Stadium.
So. I don't know. I've watched a lot of ball in my day.
Yeah,
that short porch and right is a joke. Ask Jeffrey Mayer. I find the whole thing to be an abomination to the sport. The house that Ruth built is a disgrace.
This is Johnny from Saugus. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Greg. I got to tell you, I was a little nervous last night when I didn't see Whitlock come in. I thought maybe Whitlock would get 4-5 outs and then Chappie get 4. But Cora looks like a genius this morning. Wow.
Even Wiggy had to admit it. Even Wiggy had to acknowledge that Alex Cora did a good job of managing that baseball game last night. So, and it seems like, cross your fingers, whatever the illness was that Alex Bregman was dealing with, he seems to be A-okay. I have seen some suggestions that it was just an older man dealing with extra champagne after a celebration. And when it's harder, when you hit your 30s, it's harder to recover from a hangover. And maybe that's what he was dealing with. I have no idea.
He had one at-bat where he didn't look great. Yeah. Like in the eighth, I want to say. And it was just, looking at him, I don't think he looked 100% healthy.
Yeah.
Like, I think that there's some type of lingering illness. Obviously, he's well enough to be able to play. Mm-hmm. And so, I think that he's sick. I think he's got the flu or something like that.
As
flu
long
game.
As he gave you that little bit of insurance, the one person who looked sick was Jarren Duran.
Wow.
Yikes.
Man. Talk about Curtis. You was right about that one.
Yep.
Should have sat him. He looked sick. Yeah. I mean, he was just swinging at anything.
Does Breslow have access to just basic batter-pitcher splits? I know they're deep in the weeds, but he's 0 for 14 now.
My man was just swinging at anything.
Yeah.
And one time he threw one in a pitch, it was way outside.
They had second and third. He was in a 3-0 count, and somehow he looked awful in all three pitches.
Yeah. Well, they won. That's all that matters.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah.
That is all that matters.
No, and you got to. We talked about it briefly earlier, but you got to give it to Cora for leaving Sogard in there. And
yep.
I mean, he's a guy who believes in his guys, and in this case, last night it paid off. So
don't you credit though? I mean, yesterday, if you're going to go why the Red Sox won, you got to give it to Breslow, where that offseason you bring in Chapman, you bring in Crochet, and I go Cora and Breslow get credit for Bregman, and those are the reason you won last night.
Yeah,
like I mean, it's pretty unique to have in a best of three playoff series the three biggest acquisitions that you had in the offseason all be the reason you win the playoff.
Good morning.
Great morning.
No,
he went to Sbarro after the game. He was partying it up.
Well,
They could get it done tonight.
Yeah.
And we will have a full opportunity for you to discuss all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We will talk with Lou Merlone about everything Red Sox at 8:20 from New York on this morning's show. This is David in the car. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, guys. Great game last night. Nail-biter at the end. Nail-biter. Anybody who says, oh, I wasn't worried. Come on, we all were.
Yeah.
And I was. But one thing I want to say about Wiggy and Shime about AI. Guys, I'm a couple years older than Greg. And for anybody not to think that AI will not come in and take over certain industries, you're foolish. It's technology. We got to be honest with ourselves. The world is changing as we get older, quicker, and in some cases, not as quick as it should when it comes to electronics, and all kinds of technology. But AI is here. It's here to stay. And it's going to be here a lot longer than we think.
They don't seem to agree. They seem to be blind to the threat.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so blind. Yeah. walking in the dark.
What industry are they taking over?
Real quick. You name it, it's coming. It's already out there. It's coming. Right. I have to say one thing, guys, before I go. Courtney, congratulations. I was so thrilled when I heard you saying that you were expecting, you're having in March. That's a great month to have a baby. Hopefully, he'll be in Aries. That would be great. Mm. So, congratulations.
Thank you, David.
Okay. What industry is it taking over? Well, yeah. We merely need to look to last night and the advent of AI umps, which are coming next season.
No.
The umps will still be in the game, Greg. I mean, there will simply be a challenge system there will be...
That is for the first time ever.
And it's not an AI challenge system.
Sure it is. Yeah, it's all...
You call the tennis challenge system an AI challenge system?
It's artificial intelligence.
No, that's not what that is.
It's not human intelligence. It's artificial. You understand?
It's not intelligence. It's just like lasers and like a chip in the ball.
Do you understand the difference between human...
Yes.
And artificial.
Very much so, Greg.
Okay.
Clearly, I don't think anybody else does because you guys are all worried about nothing. This is the biggest
nothing
burger. You
should be worried. It's shocking to me in the industry that we're in that you're not worried.
Not even a little bit.
It's taking over.
It won't take over this business because AI cannot do this. The emotions that you have for having communications, people always say, well, you talk, I talk, you talk. But that's not organic, and, like, people know that. So the fact that we're having a conversation, you'll jump in, I'll jump in, we cut each other off. Like, AI can't do that.
Right. You're saying AI can't talk over somebody else on the show.
No, because AI is, like, they just can't do it. No way possible. That's a real conversation, Greg. When I hang out with guys and we're out, we were at that place, Lincoln. Yeah. That's how conversations
go. They also said podcasts were going to kill us, and here we are.
That is true. Radio's been resilient.
Yeah, there are a million podcasts that do a million of the same things.
Oh, and Wiggy, it's interesting. Are there any podcasts that are done by AI? I don't think there are.
There probably are. We probably don't know about it. We probably listen every day. It's probably AI.
No.
Hey, Greg, what used to be in Alston, Brighton? I'll give you a hint. It's something that was on the roadway, the major thoroughfare from all across the state of Massachusetts.
Tolls?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shime's never going to get rid of the tolls. It's a laser beam that goes to your fast pass instead of actually having to give a guy money for going through the toll.
That's just called the progression of technology.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, it happens. It has happened with so many industries over the year. What happens is things go out of date and you're forced to pivot. I mentioned it yesterday. When cars became a thing and they were affordable to people and people could actually access them, the people who were breeding horses and taking care of horses all the time might have had to pivot a little bit. Like horse-drawn carriages, if the guy was still building carriages, he might have had to pivot a little bit.
John, text for you. You know what AI doesn't do? Take flex days. No flex days for artificial intelligence.
That's great. Good for them. The guy who built the artificial intelligence will be taking flex days. So if it needs any tune-ups or anything, he might not be in that day.
All right. Well, we spent a good deal of time on this yesterday, and I don't know that we need to today, but I feel like I warned everybody yesterday, for the first time ever, you're going to have an artificially intelligent actress who is replacing Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson, and if you don't care about that, that's on you. This is This is Josh. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Calling in from the car, driving back from the Bronx.
Oh, excellent. Oh, did you go to the game?
No, just in the Bronx for fun. Of course, okay. I was at the game. Listen, that's...
Sorry. I don't know if you work down there.
Wearing my Wakefield jersey, getting beat up in the Bronx for fun. Yeah. Listen, I was calling because 15,000 empty seats to that game. Yeah. You guys are in the media. Want to know, why did they start these games at 6? Don't get me wrong. Happy to not have 15,000 Yankee fans in the stands. But seeing all those empty seats is stupid.
Well, I think probably some of those seats were fans that they refunded from here. Like, that to me was that we talked a lot about it yesterday, but the more I heard as the day went on yesterday, the fact that people who had purchased tickets were then told that they can't go
That
they would get a refund is bogus to
that
me.
That is crazy.
And also, somebody, who was it? I think it might have been Trainer Dan yesterday, was asking me, got a flex there, was asking me, what they did and how they determined that Yankees fans who live in Massachusetts, who have an IP address in Massachusetts, who wanted to get tickets and go to the game.
They were SOL. Like, that was it.
Wow. It's just dumb when it comes to your fan base.
Yeah, that
but
is stupid.
Josh, I'm probably biased. Obviously, we have to be up early, so I love the 6:08 start time, but I understand what you're saying. Like, I guess by the time people get done with work or whatever and get over to the ballpark, it might be 7 o'clock, or it might be better for 7 o'clock or 7:30.
It looked packed on TV.
Well, he's saying there were 15.
I know,
Josh. 15,000 empty seats last night. You would guess
10 to 15, especially 15. Upper decks empty.
Okay, well,
use your flex time.
You got to see a good one.
I mean, 6 and 7. What's the difference? Like talking about an hour. Like, I don't think. I guess if he's going like starting at 8:40 versus 6 o'clock, but. You can't. You can make a 7 o'clock game, but you don't have enough time to make a 6 o'clock game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have much of an opinion.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
Whenever
6 o'clock was perfect. The game was over by 9.
Yeah,
it was over. And you know, if you wanted to watch the Dodgers game, I only watched a couple innings of it. Shohei Ohtani, another laser beam. But if you wanted to watch that, you could watch that game and get through the whole game and be happy and say, oh, I watched two games tonight.
Yeah.
All right, let's, if we could, get started with this morning's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Oink, 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 oink. I added an extra oink in there, Sean.
That's fine. Add as many oinks as you want.
Black Sabbath. One half second of silence in honor of Ozzy and War Pigs. And leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru, introducing the all-new, all-wheel drive 2026 Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid. Experience adventure unplugged. Learn more at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. Hey, Shime.
Hey, Greg, good morning. That lead today is in honor of the only war pig I have ever known, and that would be Garrett Crochet. That performance last night was spectacular. It got off to a rocky start. You got concerned at the beginning, and then he just sat down Yankee after Yankee after Yankee.
11 Ks last night for him?
Yep, that is tied for the second most ever by a Red Sox pitcher in a postseason performance. I think the only person with more than that was Pedro, had 12 in a playoff game at one point.
And you got his kid going tonight.
And you got baby Pedro going tonight. But what Garrett Crochet did yesterday was exactly why you go out and you get stud players, because in the biggest moments, at the most important and critical times, those players step up. And he is exactly what you needed from him last night. He was unbelievable to reach back and just throw 100 of absolute gas on your 117th pitch is insane. Credit to Alex Cora for letting the guy just go. And not really hindering him or kind of limiting him at all. And I just could not be more happy about what we got from Garrett Crochet last night. That's everything you could possibly dream of.
And credit where credit is due. you were able to get a deal done with him and extend him and keep him here.
That deal
and
looks like a bargain.
Yeah,
right
it does. It absolutely does. And you're right, Chime, to be able to throw 101 or whatever it was at pitch 116, it was like, man, this guy is an absolute horse.
Okay, Chime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I saw a tweet from Dave Portnoy yesterday after the game where he noted that the next generation of Boston fan has none of the psychosis as it pertains to the Yankees and an inferiority complex. And I just felt such gratitude that that James and his friends will never look at the Yankees as an evil empire. The Red Sox have now won 9 of 10 playoff games against the Yankees. 9 of 10 playoff games against the Yankees. No team has come back and won a series in this new format after losing game one. And no four seed has won an actual game yet in this series, as it relates to a tweet from Bob Nightingale of USA Today. The way in which the Boston fan enjoys Red Sox-Yankees is 180 degrees from where I grew up. I remember there'd be like birthday parties at Fun and Games, and one of the dads would start a Yankees suck chant. Like, it was so awkward. It was so weird that, like, Celtics, Bruins, you name it, people would just start a Yankees suck chant. They were in our head. Now the Yankees are taking an L when it comes to ticket revenue because they're so afraid of having Red Sox fans in their building. I just, it is, of all the developments of life, you know, the last 15 years, the 04 Sox did so much to help so many fans get exercise that demon and enjoy the game. And I thought Portnoy's tweet was on the money last night.
Yeah, and with regard to the call that we got from the Bronx or on the way back from the Bronx, a 617 texter is talking about how Cleveland had a 12 o'clock start yesterday and that place was packed. Mm-hmm. And so don't make excuses for the Yankees or for Yankees fans because it was a 6 o'clock start.
Well, there are a lot of people that live near there. Is there like 18 million people that live within 3 miles of the stadium? I feel like they could get there. If Cleveland can sell it out on a mistake by the lake, you can get...
I think they also have a better subway than Boston.
Definitely. Yes.
Who doesn't, by the way? Do we have
one? Bar, you're right.
Are you saying we have public transportation that can be relied upon?
I mean, we're supposed to. They tell us we do. I've never actually seen it.
Curtis, you would know this. Is Yankee Stadium one of the biggest, though?
Yes.
Okay, because like that's what I wonder. When that last caller was saying, you know, the upper deck wasn't completely full. Like, we looked it up last night, Santo and I, when watching, because it does look so much bigger than Fenway. It's like 12, they have 12,000 more seats than Fenway Park. So
they said 40 grand last night. There was 40,000 people in the stadium. I didn't realize it was that big. I was like, wow, that's a lot of people.
I think they hold 44.
Yes, it was something more than 40.
But the Cleveland Stadium is as big or bigger.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right. Great leads to get us started this morning. A lead from Courtney and a lead from Wiggy and a lead from me still to come on Wednesday on the Greg Hill Show at WE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit of anxiety to end that one last night, but never in doubt.
Never in doubt. Coming from the guy who texted the group chat, of course, this is where Aroldis Chapman falls apart.
Did I send that
yes.
text?
Yes,
I don't
did.
Remember that.
Oh, was that AI?
No, that was Bullet. Bullet was nervous.
I mean, I think I said something about, I didn't I text afterwards full faith or no? Did no. I just say he's going to blow it? Is yeah, that what I said?
That's what you said.
Well, you know, I have 50 years of experiencing unfortunate situations.
Yeah.
That goes all the way back to Bob, the steamer Stanley Curtis.
And
when it comes to PTSD. So. Yeah.
Well, he blew the 86.
He didn't blow it.
Wow.
The man is lights out. And so is Garrett Crochet last night. And Curtis said it earlier. Never in the history of the format have you had a team win game one and go on to lose the wild card series. Correct about that, Curtis?
That is correct.
Okay.
With that information, by the way, Boston Red Sox +150 underdogs tonight. Just throwing that out there. Mm.
Okay. Made a little bit of money last night.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Better.
Sisnox.
Okay.
All right. Excellent. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what Ken calls them?
Sisnox.
Len, you mean?
Oh, sorry.
We are going to talk to Lou Merlone on all things Red Sox and Major League Baseball at 8:20 this morning. But right now, a lead from Courtney. Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning, everybody. Hello. We got to talk about the WNBA just briefly because we talk a lot about how the players treat Caitlin Clark and how it's ridiculous. It seems like it's stemming from the top. Oh. And when I mean the top, I mean the commissioner of the league.
Oh.
Kathy Engelbert is in hot water right now after Lynx player Nafisa Collier did a end of season press conference where she talked about the way in which she feels like the league is the worst run league of all time.
Oh,
man. She talked about, you know, everything from, you know, players saying that Kathy had said to her, players should be on their knees thanking me for everything I've done for them. But one thing in particular really...
Chime has the audio if you want it. He's waving over there.
I do. I have the audio if you would like it, Courtney.
All right, let's listen. I want to hear some of it.
At Unrivaled this past February, I sat across from Kathy and asked how she planned to address the officiating issues in our league. Her response was, well, only the losers complain about the refs. I also asked how she planned to fix the fact that players like Caitlin, Angel, and Paige, who are clearly driving massive revenue for the league, are making so little for their first 4 years. Her response was, Caitlin should be grateful she makes $16 million off the court, because without the platform that the WNBA gives her, she wouldn't make anything.
Whoa.
In that same conversation, she told me, players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them.
Wow. The fact that this woman thinks that Caitlin Clark wouldn't be making anything if it weren't for the WNBA platform, like, look in the mirror. She's making, that's the money she got from college, the deal she signed in college that are still carrying over. You should be on your hands and knees thanking her every single day, kissing her feet.
Yeah.
Like, this is so crazy to me. It's and that's where it comes from. It has to stem from somewhere where all these players absolutely hate Caitlin Clark. If your commissioner hates your star player, then all of these other players are going to follow suit.
Yeah, but what the player was like saying she should get more money.
Nafisa, of course, but we've talked about plenty of players that come at Caitlin Clark every single day.
They all do because they were all, many of them were there before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they feel like they have done some great service to the world. And then Caitlin Clark came in and is cleaning up and collecting money off of all of their hard work. And it's not, it's couldn't be farther from the actual case.
Correct.
Caitlin Clark basically saved the league. Like, you know, and when I say saved the league, I mean, made it, but it wasn't very relevant. No offense.
No, it wasn't.
She has made it a little bit more relevant.
Yes.
And they ought to be thanking her for that. It's nuts to me.
Of course. Nuts. But to have a commissioner be saying that to players is absolutely absurd. And they've got to get her out.
And Courtney, perfect lead, A+. But just simply factually, it's wrong. Like, more people watched and knew of Caitlin Clark in college than have in the WNBA. Just looking at the ratings, like, the Final Four run that Iowa went on had more viewers than the WNBA playoffs.
Yeah.
Right.
In women's college basketball, hands down, college is like light years ahead of women's pro basketball. What they should do is the WNBA plays, including Caitlin Clark, and I don't know how you do it. You'd have to find some billionaire that, you know, wanted to put up a bunch of money, start their own league, all leave the WNBA, and just start a new Women's Basketball right. League.
His Excellency Turkey Ala Sheikh.
Yeah, there you go. Get one of them Saudis to drop, you know, $5 billion or something like that.
He's got that Saudi cash. As
I now like to turn it over to His Excellency Turkey Ala Sheikh. Yes.
We need to get rid of that cut forever. That is awful.
That's what they needed to get out of there, you know.
Yeah.
But I will say they use synthetic balls over there in the WNBA, and that means no pigs have lost their skin in order for basketball.
Jaylen Brown is a fan.
Yeah. All right. Excellent lead, Courtney. Thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I got to give Major League Baseball a shout out because I know we just touched on this briefly, but I want to dive into it. The 6 o'clock start or whatever the hell time it was,
6:08
was spectacular. There was a point in time in that game, I think it might have been like the fifth inning or something along those lines, and it was dark outside, and I'm like, oh, man. It's late. I look outside. I'm like, man, it's late. And I lean back to look at my clock and see what time it is. 7:30. I was like,
yeah,
all right.
Okay.
This is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. So Major League Baseball moving forward, I get it. There are going to be some games that you're eventually going to have to play on the West Coast. Still, do it for your East Coast people because aren't we the ones that really drive sports, yep. The East Coast people?
Well, I mean, that is a statement that probably the West Coast would disagree.
Hey, listen,
it's factually accurate. The Northeast, yeah. Whether it's from D.C. to Boston, they're overwhelmingly carry the ratings for all sports.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we love the In-N-Out Burger on the West Coast. We love the weather, the palm trees. If it was up to me. You know, I wish we had your weather. But when it comes to
the Bay Area and back down.
Yes. I love your music. You know, I get hyphy with it when I'm out in the Bay Area.
Same.
You know what I mean? I'll see walk or, you know, B walk when I'm in L.A.
Where's Tupac?
Yeah. We miss Tupac. But when it comes to sports and TV programs and that thing, you got to make sure you're taking care of the people that matter, and that's us people in the Northeast and on the East Coast.
Okay.
To make sure that you're putting it on in a reasonable time.
Okay.
And now we're not into midnight by the time the game ends.
Now remind me, were you able to watch this one in the bedroom? You have like different you have different setups TV wise.
Yeah.
Living room and bedroom.
Yeah, I got that all fixed. Yeah, I got my new box in the bedroom.
I think Criminal set up the living room first with the black box, but the bedroom wasn't set.
I'm not a cable guy, but I have my services in the bedroom just like I do in the living room.
I see. Okay.
Yeah,
so they're not from cable.
No, I don't. I cut the cord a long time ago.
Right. It comes from another source.
It fell off a truck.
Okay. Yeah, it comes from
a complete. Are you getting it direct from the streaming platform?
Well, I don't. Listen, I don't know enough. You got to ask AI about that. I don't know enough about the technology.
It's above your pay grade.
Where it comes from?
His cable guy is Vinny the Shoes.
I just plug it in and play.
Plug it in, it works.
You plug it in and play.
And a bill never comes.
It's amazing. I don't check the bill. So I couldn't tell you if a bill comes or not.
Really amazing.
Yeah, that's my
it's
wife's
unbelievable.
Thing. I get I to watch like six I, games at once while the rest of you suckers are struggling now.
I feel like an idiot for actually paying for content. I feel like I'm a rube.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes, you know. You just heard it.
I just try to do the right thing. I mean, I don't like to do things that are illegal.
Sometimes suckers do the right thing.
Oh, okay. I guess so. I want to talk to Lou about this because – Lou was on X yesterday talking about Major League Baseball and about the fact that this season, ratings up, attendance up, and social media views way up on Major League Baseball, which is a great thing for the game.
They've been doing a great job, especially on TikTok, because I'm a TikTok girly. I come across more MLB videos than I ever have. And it's a nice crossover between the actual athletes and other interests people may have.
Yeah. You got to get the athletes on the social media. And big shout out to Lou. He got plugged on. They plugged him last night during the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he's the best. So Lou Merlone will join us at 8:20 on today's show. And we will be right back. One lead remaining, and it is mine. And we'll get to that. And then they said it coming up at 7:20 this morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.